Then occasionally she would take that and put it in a cheesecloth bag and hang it, let it drip. And that's where you get curds and whey.
Oh, okay.
Like little Miss Muffet. And that, I suppose, is more like cottage cheese. The whey being liquid and the other being...
Did the liquid then drip out and leave?
Yeah, and what was left in the bag would be curds like cottage cheese.
Do you remember how they would call the cows? Or did it stay there at the barn all the time? Or?
Well, no, we didn't have to call cows because our cow was on a tether. If she wasn't in the barn. We used to go down. I told you our house was built on a golf field, and there was another. It was an empty field that was actually used for golf in the winter. And in the summertime, all the cows in the neighborhood were taken down there for grazing.
On the golf course?
Well, after all, nobody, this was during the Depression, nobody played golf except the rich people from the North. And they would be gone all summer. It was a wonderful way to keep the mold, you see, and also it was a good place. So everybody took the cow down to the golf course during the day in the summer, then we bring her home at night.
So that was part of the... I know this was a resort area, wasn't it?
Yeah, Camden had a winter colony, as they call it. And where we lived just happened to be, as I say, it was built on part of the golf course, and then right across the street from us was the rest of the golf, which had been kept as a golf course for the old Court Inn, which was one of those hotels a little bit farther down the block. So in the wintertime, of course, it'd be quite a different story. You'd have all the Yankees in their tweeds and so forth out playing golf. And in the summertime, it was the cows' territory.
Okay. That's interesting. How about horses? Did you have a horse?
We didn't keep horses here. Now, we did have a horse on the place over the river, and we would go over on weekends or whenever my father could take us over and ride, but we didn't do any daily riding or anything like that. We didn't keep a horse in town.
How would you call the horse to come?
By name, I suppose. I don't think there was any particular signal. And then again, it wasn't very far as a rule. This wasn't a real part of my life.
Okay. What about riding to get the horse to start and stop?
Now, I don't remember anything particular. Get up and go, you know.
And to stop
and roll, it? I suppose, yeah.
How about to turn it left and right?
Oh, now, do you mean driving a horse or riding a horse?
Either.
All right, if you were plowing a mule, you'd say G and haw. Is that what you're after?
And
G means turn to the right, and haw means turn to the left.
Okay.
Well, that's for, with a mule. Oh, yeah, I'd bring you some mules, too.
Oh, okay. How, do you remember how they would hook the mule up to the plow? The different parts that they...
No, I suppose if I'd been a boy, I would have been more involved.